Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Wednesday, August 5th. You're listening to Seeking Alpha, the leader in market news and analysis. I'm Rena Sherbel, and this is Wall Street Breakfast. Our top stories today: precious metals rally, massive explosion rocks Beirut, and DOJ demands Purdue Pharma pay. Leading today's news: the precious metals rally gathered pace overnight as spot gold rose as much as 0.6% to a record $2,031.14 per ounce, while spot silver advanced as much as 1.3% to over $26 an ounce. The printers are running. Investors are counting on even more spending in the U.S. to combat the pandemic's fallout, as White House negotiators work around the clock to reach a stimulus deal by the end of the week, while markets also latched onto comments from San Francisco Fed President Mary Daly that the U.S. economy will need more support than initially thought. Searching for a new reserve currency, Goldman Sachs says gold may climb to $2,300 an ounce, and RBC Capital puts the odds of a rally to $3,000 an ounce at 40%. In other market news, U.S. stock index futures are looking to extend gains as traders await progress from Washington on a new coronavirus aid package. Ally Invest's Lindsay Bell told CNBC, "I think the expectation for the market is that we are going to get that stimulus." Better-than-expected earnings from Disney are also helping sentiment, while closely watched Moderna will report before the opening bell. On the trade front, reports suggest that U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer and Chinese Vice Premier Liu will meet in mid-August to discuss the Phase 1 trade deal between the U.S. and China. While Disney continued to feel the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic on sectors like its park business, where revenue tanked 85% from a year earlier, CEO Bob Chapek announced a new streaming service that will launch in fiscal 2021 under the Star brand acquired from Fox. In total, Disney now has 100 million paid subscribers across its streaming services, which includes Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN Plus. Disney Plus reached 60.5 million paid subscribers, hitting a goal of between 60 and 90 million subscriptions by 2024, 4 years early. At one point in after-hours trading on Tuesday, Novavax was down 32% after Stat News reported that 8 participants in a Phase 1 clinical trial evaluating COVID-19 vaccine candidate NVX-CoV-2373 had to be hospitalized. That data was later found to be erroneous, and shares are now up 17% pre-market. Novavax 2-injection regimen, when administered with its immune-boosting technology, generated antibody responses that were 4 times higher than those seen in people who had recovered from the disease. Lebanon is eyeing a state of emergency following a massive explosion that rocked Beirut with the force of a 3.5 magnitude earthquake on Tuesday, followed by a shockwave that caused widespread damage across the capital. At least 100 people were killed, more than 4,000 wounded, while local officials linked the blast to some 2,700 tons of confiscated ammonium nitrate that were being stored at a port warehouse for the past 6 years. It's been a rough ride for the country's economy. Lebanon's GDP fell just under 7% in 2019, while the Lebanese pound has lost over 60% of its value in just the past month and 80% of its value since October. The U.S. Department of Justice is demanding OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma pay as much as $18.1 billion in penalties as part of its bankruptcy reorganization plan, the Wall Street Journal reports. On the civil side, the DOJ is seeking $2.8 billion, which could be tripled under the law, for tax dollars spent battling the U.S. opioid epidemic, as well as kickbacks to doctors and pharmacies and transferring cash to hide money from creditors. On the criminal side, federal prosecutors want Purdue to pay a $6.2 billion fine and the forfeiture of potentially $3.5 billion more over marketing and distribution that violated criminal statutes, including anti-kickback laws, misbranding under the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act, and conspiracy. Sir Richard Branson plans to fly on a Virgin Galactic spaceship next year after the company settled on an early 2021 date for its first passenger flight. That assumes both demonstration flights go as planned in the fall and yield the expected results. Meanwhile, Virgin Atlantic is seeking Chapter 15 bankruptcy protection in the Southern District of New York as it tries to nail down a €1.2 billion rescue plan. Under the proposal, Virgin Group will retain its 51% controlling stake in the airline, while partner Delta will continue to hold the remaining 49%. The teenager allegedly behind the Twitter hack, Graham Ivan Clark, 17, of Tampa, Florida, convinced a Twitter employee that he was a coworker, according to prosecutors, and seized control of a phone number via SIM swapping. He also set up several fake phishing pages, including one that resembled the company's Okta login portal, a destination used for securely logging into company systems. Once inside, Clark, who entered a not guilty plea in court Monday, allegedly gained the ability to bypass Twitter's security protections, setting the stage for an hours-long hack on July 15th that held hostage the main communications tool of some of the most powerful people on the planet. One of the most prominent trade secret cases in recent years has come to a close as Anthony Lewandowski was sentenced to 18 months in prison. His incarceration will be delayed until after the COVID-19 pandemic. Lewandowski had been a key engineer at Google's Waymo before starting his own self-driving truck company called Otto. The latter was eventually bought by Uber, where he became the head of its self-driving unit. But Lewandowski eventually pleaded guilty to taking thousands of files from his former employer when he left in 2016. Other market headlines to watch for on Seeking Alpha. Fed is expected to commit to push inflation higher. Kodak, reportedly under SEC investigation over drug deal disclosure. Ford elevates COO Jim Farley to CEO position. Booking Holdings to lay off 25% of employees in pandemic measure. Another delay for Walmart's same-day delivery service. EU launches probe into Google's Fitbit acquisition. As of 6:20 a.m. today, the Dow, S&P 500, NASDAQ crude, gold, and Bitcoin are all up. Look for the ADP jobs report at 8:15 a.m.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.